Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello and welcome to the Market Your Message show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, author of the book, Your Message Matters, and the latest book, Discover Your Message, a 14-day guide to uncover your calling and find your niche as a writer, coach, or speaker. And what we're doing in this current mini-series is teaching you some of my book launch secrets. And specifically, I want to help you understand what is the 20% that I can do to give me 80% of the result. And specifically, we're going to be focusing on you as a self-published author, ranking your Kindle book in Amazon, hitting both the bestseller badge that Amazon puts on your listing and the number one new release badge that goes on the listing. And if you remember from the last episode, I talked about how while the bestseller badge is awesome when it gets displayed as a little orange badge right over your book cover image on Amazon, that it's elusive. It stays there for maybe 24 hours to 30 days. It really depends on the category, the ranking, and if you got outranked. It's very fluid. However, like I mentioned before, the number one new release badge is the one that I think you should be after. And when you get the number one new release in a particular category, it stays on your listing for 90 days, which is really awesome. In fact, depending on when you're listening to this, you can go over to Amazon right now, type in Discover Your Message, and you can see what I'm talking about. When you click on my book cover image, you will see it will show number one new release in starting a business category. By the way, if you don't have a copy of my brand new book, you can get it in Kindle, you can get it in paperback, hardcover, and we have a companion workbook. It's like a 60-page workbook that you can write in. It's got exercises, journaling exercises that go along with the book. The book's now available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and lots of other places. If you want to see where it's available, I've set up a new website called platformgrowthbooks.com. platformgrowthbooks.com. The link is also in the show notes. You can click on that and you could see all the books that I have available and the books that I'm working on that will be coming out really soon. What we're doing in this mini series is unpacking for you the best secrets that I have discovered after launching numerous books now. This is my third book. And I'm going to be launching about six more over the next 2 years. So I'm committed to this process. And so last time we talked about phase one, selecting the right book categories and why that is important. In this episode, I want to talk to you about phase two, your book launch team. Now, as I mentioned in the past episode, a couple years ago, I was fortunate enough to be able to meet someone who I would consider to be the expert in book launches. He has been the main book launch person who has led authors such as Tony Robbins, Michael Hyatt, Tim Tebow, John Gordon, and he has mentored me in a way by helping me know what not to do and what to do with book launches. So for example, one of the first times I wanted to do a book launch, I thought, well, man, if I'm going to do a book launch team, I need to give them the book like 2 months ahead of time, give them enough time to read the book. And I want to make sure I'm ahead of the game and all that. And he's, no, the worst thing you can do is start the book launch team too early. He said, you honestly want to only do it about 2 or 3 weeks before the actual book launch, because people naturally lose momentum and you want your book to be released while they're still excited about it. And so for my latest book launch, it was right at 14 days before the book came out toward my silent launch, which I'll be sharing in book launch secret number 3 in the next episode. But for this one, let me give you just some high-level best practices on using a book launch team. Number one, highly recommend that you use a private Facebook group for your book launch. Even if you don't love Facebook or you're not a fan of it, there's no denying that that is where the majority of people are hanging out. And by creating that private Facebook group, it's going to allow you to keep people more engaged than just email alone. And there's a lot of things you can do around that by making it fun and gamifying the book launch team process, which I'll talk about in just a second. So we want to have a Facebook group. Second of all, number two, invite people from your email list, or if you don't have it, social media to join the book launch. Now, here's what's awesome about a book launch. Anybody can participate. They don't even have to be your ideal reader to be a good book launch team member. All we want for a book launch team member is to consume the book, leave a book review, and share it out to their audience, whatever audience they have. And it may just be social media. Awesome. There's nothing wrong with that. And so that's what we want. And so anybody can be a book launch team member. So if you feel like you do not have any audience, then simply go to social media. You're probably on social media somewhere, and put a request out to, hey, I'm going to be launching my book. I want to let people behind the scenes, a handful of people, to be part of my book launch team. We're going to have prizes. We're going to do some games. You get a chance to read. You get a free version of my book. Get a chance to read it, an advanced reader copy. It'll be fun. A lot of people will say yes to that. It's free to join. They get to help promote you. And again, it could be family members. It can be friends. It can be old schoolmates. It can be coworkers. It does not matter. All right, next. Principle number 3, I highly recommend that you gamify the process. People love games. They love competitions, prizes. And when it comes to selecting your prizes, it doesn't have to be monetary, although it can be. If you don't know what to do, you could say, I'm going to give $50 Amazon gift card to the first place, $25 to second place, and $10 to third place. You can do something as simple as that. You can also do a one-on-one coaching call for hitting first place. You can give them access to an online course. You can give them access to any assets or anything that you have, whatever it is, as long as you come up with some kind of assignment or some kind of prizes, that works. Second of all, I also recommend that you have a visual leaderboard. Now, my favorite is keepthescore.com. It's free to use. It does have ads, but if you pay the $5 a month, it will remove the ads on your leaderboard. And what the leaderboard will do is you take all the names of the people in your book launch team, paste them into Keep the Score, and then on the back end, you're able to toggle, give them 10 points, 50 points, 100 points, 200 points, and you can give them points for different challenges. Now, let's talk about the challenges. So for my most recent book launch, I had 10 challenges over the course of about 2 to 3 weeks. And I would do one pretty much every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you definitely don't want to do too many, but you want to give them 48 hours to do the challenge. And some of them are real simple. So the first 5 of the 10 challenges were book consumption challenges. Because when someone joins your book launch team in your Facebook group, the first thing you're going to want to do is give them a PDF version of the book so they can go ahead and start reading. And so we did challenges like, hey, once you download the book and read the introduction, come back to this post and comment below the word done, and you'll earn 50 points. And then a couple of days later, we did a different one that's all about book consumption. We said, hey, can you give us one quote from the book that you've highlighted so far? Post or paste it in the comment below, and we'll give you 75 points. And then on it went. Biggest takeaway, hey, once you finish the book, click done, you'll earn 100 points. That's how it works. And every time they would put done, obviously their name is next to their comment, we could go to keep the score and give them their points. And boy, did our book launch team love this. All right. So that's the first five of the 10 challenges is book consumption. What do you do for challenges 6 through 10? They're all about book promotion. Now, the very first one, challenge number 6, is to leave an Amazon review. So once your book is live, the day that it's live on Amazon, you will post to your book launch team in your Facebook group and tell them, hey guys, the book is live on Amazon. We're not promoting it yet, but go leave your review. Now, in the next episode, I'm going to be talking about my silent launch strategy and why I do a silent launch. And what I mean by silent launch is that I do not promote the book to my email list or on any of my social media, nor is my book launch team promoting it anywhere. Yes, it's available to purchase on Amazon, but I don't want people to purchase it just yet. And there's a specific reason why. You need to wait for the next episode to learn what that is. But back to our challenge. So one of the most important things that you want from your book launch team is to leave that Amazon review. That means everything. It helps with the rankings. It helps for social proof. And so make that challenge number 6 out of the 10, like 200 points. Give them the most points for that Amazon review. We even gave away free physical copies of the book and workbook if people left an Amazon review. So incentivize it however you need to get those reviews. All right, and then the rest of the 7 through 10 are about maybe leaving a review on goodreads.com, which is another place where readers are constantly looking for new books. Have them promote it to social media on their own platforms and give them points, things like that. And that pretty much wraps up the book launch team process. So again, you want to use a Facebook group. You want to invite anybody to join. You want to gamify it. And like I mentioned, we had 10 challenges that we would do every other day, basically Monday, Wednesday, Friday. 5 of those were on book consumption, getting them to read the book over the course of 2 weeks. And then once the book was silently live on Amazon, we pushed them in challenge number 6 to leave an Amazon review. And then challenges 7 through 10 were all about sharing about the book that it's live on Amazon. Now, in the next episode, we're going to talk about my silent launch phase. This is secret number 3. And how I was able to get a little bit over 2,500 downloads of my book without promoting it to my list or on social media. How did I do that? You're going to have to find out in the next episode. So if you're enjoying this, let me know. Will you take a moment and share, review, or rate our show? And it would mean the world to me if you would share it with somebody and let them know, hey, I think you're wanting to work on a book. Come listen to this book launch series. And also, let me know what you'd like for me to cover in future episodes. And until next time, never forget, your message matters.